AGS Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to recap our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about perseverance.
Oh, thank you, Chase, for that awesome introduction. All right, listeners. First, I'm going to let my new group of awesome co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us a strategy that they use to help them use perseverance when things get tough. We're going to go around our table and we're going to start right here.
Hi, I'm Sully. And one thing I do to persevere is whenever it gets tough, I keep going and don't give up.
Next.
Hi, I'm Addie. And the thing that I do when I think I'm going to give up, I say in my head, you can do this.
All right, thank you.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and when I want to stop, when I want to quit, I tell myself, you really want this.
Next.
Hi, I'm Xander, and when things get tough, I say, come on, or I can do this in my head.
Hi, I'm Chase, and one thing I do to persevere is remember what I know.
Hi, I'm Valor, and something I do to persevere through something is take a deep breath.
I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Let's take a second to review the definition of perseverance. All right, everybody, here we go.
The ability to work through situations even when there are obstacles or challenges in the way.
Good job, everybody. Well, a lot of research today is telling us that the highest indicators of success in kids isn't just their grades or something called IQ. The number one skill that helps people all over to be successful is something called grit, which is the ability to persevere in the face of adversity or even when you fail. So over the course of this month, we spent time talking about a lot of inspiring people who faced many failures before they found success. Kids talked about what it means to navigate tough stuff, even when it feels overwhelming or really hard. And we also talked about having a growth mindset to see challenges and failure as an opportunity to grow instead of just hitting a brick wall and stopping. So with all that in mind and thinking about all the things that you learned this month about perseverance, we're going to talk to our co-hosts and find out some of the things they learned about perseverance this month. Okay, so here is my first question. And Addie, this question is for you. Okay, have you ever heard of the word stick-to-itiveness? And what do you think it means?
I think it means, like, stick to it, like, don't stop.
Keep going, don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good answer. Okay. So I'm going to ask this to someone else. When have you shown stick-to-itiveness? And how did sticking to something show perseverance? Sully, well, let's hear from you first.
Well, like, if you signed up for something and you really want to do it, like when you first do it, it might be really hard, but you can say it to yourself. Just tell yourself, like, don't give up and keep going.
Exactly. Xander, what do you want to tell us about that?
When I'm swimming in a race, I keep on going to get medals, even when it's hard. I feel like I just want to give up, but I keep on trying.
Keep going all the way. All right. Okay, here's my next one. Positive self-talk is when we say encouraging word to ourselves in our minds and even sometimes out loud. What does positive self-talk have to do with perseverance? And Valerie, I think you have some thoughts on this.
Like, you could say to yourself, keep going, keep trying, I can do this.
and just don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Those are some really great examples of positive self-talk. Because, you know, sometimes kids say, well, I want to encourage myself, but I don't even know what to say. But that, like, keep going, don't give up, those are awesome examples. Okay, the next question that I want to ask is, what do you think about the expression, go slow to go fast? What do you think that means? Chase, you have some thoughts about that?
Uh-huh. In a math problem, if you go fast, you'll get it wrong. But when you go slow, you'll get it correct because you were thinking.
Mm-hmm. So going slow so you can really think it through helps you persevere. Awesome. Lauren, what do you want to add to that?
If you start a sport or something like that, then you will at first not be the best at it. But then once you start going faster, then you will get better.
I love it. So true. Anytime you start something new, you're probably not that great at it. We've all had stuff that at the beginning we're just like, oh my goodness, what is happening? But the more we practice, the better we get, the faster we get. I feel like I've got some swimmers in this group who've been talking about swimming and how when they first started it, oh, so much work, and the more they practiced, the faster they got. Awesome. Okay, one more question to wrap up this segment, and it is, how would you teach someone to persevere? Like, what would that look like? What would that sound like? Sully, I hear you have some thoughts about this.
Like, say someone signed up for something that you signed up and, like, you're done with it, and you see them struggling or something, and you walk over to them and say, like, hey, I've been through the same thing. Like, at first, it seems really hard, but you just have to tell yourself, keep going, and you have to just persevere, and then before too long, you'll get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm. Sully just said something that I think is so important. We can encourage each other, and it is so good when you can share your experience with someone else so that they know they are not the only person feeling this way. When we go through tough stuff, sometimes we think, I am the only one who feels this way. No one else feels like this, but that's not even true, is it? We all have times when it's really, really tough, for sure. All right. Thanks, panel. You did a great job at answering those questions. Okay. That was some pretty serious talk about perseverance. But when we feel better, we can do better. And what is a better way to feel better than to laugh? It is time for our joke segment. Valerie, why don't you start us off with our first joke?
How do we know that the ocean is friendly?
How?
It waves.
That's a good one. Okay, Sully, give us our next joke.
Why did the dinosaur cross the road?
Why?
Because the chicken wasn't born yet.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Chase. Why don't you give us our next one?
Why did the kid bring a ladder to school?
Why?
Because he wanted to go to high school.
Oh, yep. Okay, let's see. Who have we not heard from yet? Xander, give us your joke.
What is a computer's favorite snack?
What?
Computer chips.
Okay, Addie.
What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
What?
Twister.
Twister.
Of course. All right, Miss Lauren, you are going to wrap up the jokes for us. Ready, go.
Why did the pony get sent to its room?
Why?
Because he wouldn't stop horsing around.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Heston families, we are here to tell you about an event coming up sponsored by the United Way called
KidFest.
This event is sponsored by the Harvey County United Way. Everybody come out for some
family fun.
This is for all of Harvey County children ages birth through age 8. Come by and get
A free book for every child.
This is a free drive-through event on
Saturday, April 16th
at
9 to 10 a.m.
The location is
Heston Elementary.
Very good. Each child will receive a bag full of fun activities and a free book. Drive-through pickup locations in most Harvey County communities. See you there. I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout-outs. Okay, we're going to go around our table, and I'm going to let all of our co-hosts give a little shout-out. And we are going to start with... How about Addie? Why don't you start us off?
I'm going to give a shout-out to my teacher, because she's the best teacher in the world.
Awesome. Sully, what's your shout-out?
I would like to give a shout-out to my little brother in kindergarten.
Valerie.
I would like to give a shout-out to my brother in middle school for helping me persevere through things.
Love it. Chase.
I'm giving a shout-out to my teacher for never giving up on teaching.
Oh, fabulous. Xander.
I want to give a shout-out to my brother in sixth grade and all my awesome friends.
Lauren, wrap it up.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Jenny.
Okay, well, folks, that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with a new group of co-hosts to talk about our new word, creativity.